Hand Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Let me tell you about the hardest working salon in Tampa, Florida. Platinum Beauty Bar, located at 3201 Southdale Mabry Highway. They are open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday 10 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 6. Phone number 813-884-7257. They specialize in all phases of extension hair, color matching, and let me tell you, they make me look my best. So you want to get the best salon in Tampa? Platinum Beauty Bar.
Quiero contarle, mi mano, un pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero.
Good afternoon. It's the real Lisa V from 106.1 FM The Heat. And let me tell you, Columbia is in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's right, Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery, located at 2705 54th Avenue North. Phone number 727-575-7929. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. You will literally feel like you are in Columbia right here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Please let Marlon and the crew know Lisa V sent you. Good afternoon. It's the real Lisa V from 106.1 FM. And let me tell you about something amazing. Captain Rusty's seafood products. We have Cajun lobster and crab, smoked mahi dip, regular lobster dip, and regular blue crab dip. Make sure you go to your nearest store and tell them that you want a dip with Captain Rusty's dip. That's right, C'est La Vie Nail Salon, located at 1401 34th Street North. Phone number 727-873-7546. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 7:30, and Sunday, 10:30 to 5:30. If you want affordable, clean, and a friendly nail salon, you definitely want to see C'est La Vie Nail Bar. Good evening, it's Lisa V from 106.1 FM, and we have a free community block party on Fridays, starting at 6:30 p.m. Free bounce house, free food and ice cream, free gift cards, and free ticket giveaway to Clearwater Marine Aquarium, located at 11110th Avenue North, Largo, Florida. Once again, free community block party this Friday from 6:30 to dark. Let them know Lisa V sent you. Hi, it's Lisa V from 106.1 FM The Heat, and let me tell you about an amazing nonprofit called Love Thy Neighbor. It is started by Joanne Brocchio of Made to Order. They have been in business for 49 years. They clean cancer patients' homes for free. They have decided to help St. Petersburg by opening up a local food distribution center, which includes frozen foods, ready-made meals, clothing, and a lot of love and hugs. So please help this amazing nonprofit. Go to lovethyneighborflorida.org or call 727-278-465 and get involved in one of the best nonprofits that helps local St. Pete and all areas in between. Good evening. It is Getting Ripped with Lisa V, and we're so glad that you joined us tonight. We've got some amazing guests today. For those of you watching Facebook Live, to my left, I have Dan Olson, the Florida Director for GBO, and to my right, I have Melinda Goodall from MG Holistics. So, Melinda, you've got a whole bunch of information. I'm so excited that you were able to get here. We started with you introing you on this past Tuesday, and I want you to tell me about everything that you do, because I'm excited. I know what you do, but I want the listeners to know exactly what you do.
Okay, well, Lisa, I am going to start because last week or the other day, I promised to touch on a secret because before I begin, I want to make it very clear, I am not claiming to treat or cure any disease or condition, nor replace medical care. And now Lisa happened to say that I have the Fountain of Youth.
Yes,
and,
you do.
And I'm certainly not claiming that either. However, I do believe I found the secret, or let's just say the connection to everything. And so I am going to begin with that because I made you guys a promise that I was going to explain that. I am going to get clinical. However, I am also going to try to make it in a very clear, understanding way. So I'm going to go back and forth. So hopefully everybody can follow me on this. So as I mentioned the other day, that oxidative stress is the biggest culprit to not only aging, but also almost every issue out there, every condition, cancer, disease, everything. And it all boils down to a cellular level. And so I'm going to begin with the cell, and that is where oxidative stress begins. Now, oxidative stress is actually the condition, but what causes that is something called ROS, and that's reactive oxidative species. So we're going to look at those as these little foreign, mean little horrible invaders. And what is going to correct that or help combat that is going to be antioxidants, because so many people hear antioxidants and they really don't understand, or I mean, there was a point where I didn't understand what it meant either. But if you take the terminology antioxidants, that's why they're so beneficial for you, because they are going to go after those little foreign invaders, which is creating the oxidative stress. Now, I am going to start because we are bombarded. And so back again, we're focused on the cellular level. But if you focus on the cell, every single condition to everything boils down the cell, because we are made of trillions of cells. So if you focus on the cell, you've actually prevented everything before. I mean, the best cure is prevention. So that is why I'm so fascinated on a cellular level. Never mind, I've lost family members and my mom to cancer. So I have been researching this for years. You're probably getting approximately 40 years of research. And I also have a clinical nutrition degree.
That can't be possible. You're only 29.
Oh, yes. Well, see,
that can't be possible.
Well, that's the key. That's the key to taking care of the cell. So we're going to go back to that. So now the biggest culprits, and I'm going to start out when it comes to oxidative stress, the three that I'm dealing with right now. Number one, sleep deprivation. Okay. Mm. That's a big one there. Number two is we're surrounded by them right now. All the electronics. Okay. That's what's going on with this eye right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three is emotional stressors. And they actually cause your body physiological damage. So, for instance, if you've heard somebody tell you that, and you know, people throw the word around, you're in a toxic relationship, it is literal. It literally causes physiological damage, and often can be irreversible. So there's so many body chemistries that happen from that. And for instance, stress creates acidic pH. And acidic pH also creates oxidative stress on a cellular level. So when I called in a few days ago, I used the word connection a lot. And I mentioned I'm going to connect the dots. And that is where it is so interconnected that I'm going to try to say this in algebraic terms, because it's like a formula where... And so let's say in algebra, but I'm going to explain that as well. So let's say if you ever hear A equals B equals C. Okay, so if you hear that, that means A and B and C, they're basically the same, even though they're different, but they're the same. If you put them in the formula, it's going to be the same thing, and it's going to come out with the same answer. Okay, that is how I'm going to say these three things. And the three things that are interconnected. And the number one, so you're going to hear... The two things that you're going to hear quite a bit for the three is you're going to hear, so oxidative stress, inflammation. Go ahead and research that, because they're going to go, you're going to see one creates the other, and they go back and forth. They're interchangeable. And then the third one is going to be microcirculation, which is I'm so fascinated by that one, because that is just the ultimate answer or secret to everything. So now we've got these threes. We've got A, B, and C. So here we have the oxidative stress, inflammation, and over here we've got microcirculation. So now we're going to go, so now we're on the cell. We want to keep the cell healthy, okay? So that is, we're wanting to protect it from the oxidative damage. Now, what feeds the cell is the microcirculation. And so now to understand what microcirculation is, I am going to go all the way back now to the heart, okay? Because that's what pumps the blood, okay? So the heart starts pumping that blood. Now, there's another thing that's going to be interchangeable that you're going to hear me say again, and that is oxygen. So most people, well, I have also, I worked in respiratory care too. So it's, most people in respiratory care know that the heart is pumping the blood, and the blood and the oxygen level in respiratory care, they're, once again, they're interchangeable. They depend on each other. But the heart, if you think about the heart pumping the blood, you have the main vessels, and you're thinking about the action of the heart. Well, that action is not what gets, so the blood tapers down to what we call now again the microvessels. And so we have the large vessels that taper down, and these vessels get so minute, we are talking approximately hundreds in size the strand of a hair. Now, it's these microvessels are what feed the cell. Okay, and so let's just look at it that like, so we've got, it's like a river, okay? And the river gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then that's what, when we get to the end. That is where, but that is what feeds the cell are those microvessels, and they are enormous because, remember, the cell is what we need to protect. They're all connected, but if we keep those cells healthy, everything else is golden. And another way to look at it, so it's the benefit of the microcirculation. It's actually where you have blood tissue profusion. That is where, that is, so that is what feeds the cell. That is what feeds, that is like, that is your oxygen source. So remember, oxygen, blood, that is what feeds, oxygen and blood are inner, that is where you're going to get your oxygen from, is through the blood. So there's three things. And then I'm going to stop getting so clinical. So I'm hoping you guys followed me on this. So now we've got to the, now we've got the microcirculation. We got those little mini microvessels. They're feeding the cells. There's three things that those little microvessels, it is extremely important that they do. And that is number one, oxygen. Because think about it. If we don't have oxygen, we die. Well, the same thing happens to our cells. Okay? So we've got the oxygen. Nutrient delivery, and you guys are going to love this with all the bodybuilding and all those things that, all the supplements, they're going to be useless if they're not getting, if they're not, if they don't have proper circulation. So you're losing a lot of the benefits of a lot of things that we're putting in our system. If it's not going to get to the cell, then it's just, we're just, exactly, it's going down the toilet, literally.
Literally peeing it
literally,
right out.
Yeah.
Literally,
yes.
Peeing it out, right.
Okay. So, and then, and another thing I'll mention too is a lot of times, there's a lot of things when it comes to on a cellular level. Like I think a lot of these where people know like liposomal, hydrolyzed, peptide, or, so they're trying.
Peptides.
Peptides,
peptides
big,
are very big,
but
yes.
There's, I, that's a whole nother topic there that I don't want to get
next
into.
Week.
Exactly.
Next week.
Well, there's some, it's questionnaire because sometimes the process to create the peptides loses value also. So that's why I kind of wanted to skip over that one.
Right, exactly.
But because I got to stay, what's my time here?
No, it's okay. You can keep going. We've got enough time, I assure
okay.
you.
Okay, good.
We are actually on schedule and ahead of schedule because you and I can talk as fast as Speedy Gonzalez can run. So
okay.
We got this.
Okay, awesome. So now, back to we're feeding. So it's very important to have. Oh, I didn't get to the third one. So the two, so now we have the oxygenation on a cellular level, and we have the nutrient delivery on a cellular level, but this is huge when it comes to oxidative stress too, because I didn't get up to all the oxidative stressors. Toxins. Holy cow, that's a big one. We gotta get those toxins out, because I don't care how healthy you think you are, you cannot avoid toxins. And oh my gosh. So one of the biggest things that are causing the most havoc when it comes to oxidative stress are synthetics. And
that's GMO stuff, correct?
Oh yeah, anything, man. I'm talking all, if you're okay. Even if you're not even having organics, you can, you think you might, oh,
Splenda,
yeah.
Like
okay.
Sorry,
oh, you
AKA,
guys,
yes.
Oh, thank you.
We did our homework.
Oh no yeah. You guys just, I'm so glad you brought that
yes.
up. Oh, I love it, because you guys just brought up my big thing there. Mm-hmm. Remember I mentioned the pH, acidic pH creates oxidative stress. And So, for instance, and once again, we're talking about like on a cellular level, cancer. You know how everybody says, you've heard like all this stuff came out, sugar feeds cancer. Well, guess what? Sugar is acidic, okay? It's an acidic body, an acidic pH is what's feeding it. So if you look at, like if you start following an alkaline acidic chart, you will see that. And if you also look like all those sweeteners, they're on that. There's like, if you get a chart and you'll see what's extremely high in acidic, you're going to find your sweeteners, which for years they've already made that correlation that it increases your rate of cancer. However, they never really like put two and two together. And it is, that's why to me, keeping a proper pH is huge. And so that is where there's a connection, because now I do, and so I, in my holistic office, I do have a medical device that increases microcirculation. And
yes, you do.
And I can get very clinical and descriptive about that, so they understand how it works, because there's nothing else. There's other people might think they have devices that increase circulation, but we are talking, once again, now we're going to go back to the microcirculation. Now, that heart that we're talking about pumping the blood, it gets it to the large vessels. However, when we talk about those little minute vessels, our body, there's a thing called vasomotion. And that is the constriction of, it's like contractions. It's like pushing the blood through the microvessels. So when it gets to that point, it relies on that pushing, that contraction, and that's what's pushing it out. So if that's not functioning properly, then as we age, our microvessels close off. And you know why? Because our vasomotion slows down. We're in our 20s, we have approximately 10 in a minute. And then as we age, we have like one in every 3 minutes.
That's some big numbers.
It does slow down quite a bit. So that is why, like for instance, this is happening for a reason. Okay. So I know to touch on it. So for instance, like I think a lot of people might understand it better, like with your eye, because you think about the microvessels in your eye. If let's say you have inflammation, remember we have inflammation. These things are all correlated, but you'll see if you're tired. So once again, sleep deprivation, they're all so connected. It's just so fascinating to me. So this is what feeds me.
It's your passion.
Please excuse my excitement.
To be excited, because we want people to get healthy. And now you're making sense where you say the pH levels. That's why all this water that's coming out has more pH stuff in it, because it's trying to get your body.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Lisa.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned that also. Okay, so I recommend that instead of buying the pH water, you buy yourself a pH strip and test your waters, because you will be surprised to find out that a lot of these pH waters are not as high as they say they are, number one. Number two, if they're putting things in it to create the high pH, personally, I prefer Evian, because that is a natural spring water, and from when I test it, it has the highest pH, and that is naturally occurring.
Right.
A lot of these pH waters are, you don't know, they could be putting baking soda in there to increase the pH. So I've my rule of thumb. Now, another one is that because I've been doing this for years and testing the waters, is for the value is Publix spring water, not distilled.
Right, not distilled.
You mentioned that,
spring.
No, but we want spring water, because we also have those natural minerals that we want to absorb. And once again, everything we put in our body is so huge. So, and I kind of got sidetracked here, and I did want to do that. But so when it comes back to the microvessels and the microcirculation, I wanted to use the example as the eye, because I think that's something people can understand when it comes to aging, because this is why they're all like, so that's where I was saying that anti-aging, even though my focus hasn't been on anti-aging, it actually is the end result. Because if you ever hear anything that is truly like, you know, there's a lot of gimmicks out there that will say anti-aging, but truly anti-aging on a cellular level, that is basically, they're connected. It's reducing inflammation on the cell. It's also the inflammation over here. Remember, then we also have The oxidative stress, B. Well, I'm going to bring in the microcirculation because that's the one they have not completely connected yet, but I've made the complete connection. So the microcirculation is huge because they're interconnected. Anytime you hear of any of these issues, it boils down, the microcirculation is where the issue is, or within the blood, because that's what's increasing the oxygen, which is also fighting and helping with the oxidative stress. So back to the eye, because that to me is a really easy way to understand. And look and see, this is, now I am dealing with an eye, and I know it's because I have been excessively on computer work, okay? That is, whether or not you realize it, there is, we're being bombarded, okay? Our cells are being affected by all the electronics that we are dealing with. So every time I see a baby with a freaking phone on them, it drives me crazy because I don't think people realize So back to the eye though. So it is because now when I first started doing the microcirculation, I went and I was in my 40s, late 40s. I was already 50, I think, by the time I started. So we're readers all the time. Now, I got to be careful. I'm not making any claims here. I'm just using this as an example of what, when you increase that vasomotion and you have proper microcirculation, I could read without reading glasses, and it blew my mind. Like, it was so cool. It was like, now I've got something working good. But then I've also, now that I've got a lot going on, and so I have been, not exaggerating, 12 hours at a time behind a computer, behind a laptop, and it is causing havoc again. So I do, in my office, I cover all those areas. So I want to be careful because I might be getting too clinical, and I don't want to, I'm going to deliberately keep the names out of anything I work with, just for the mere fact that I don't want to get in the borderline of maybe making claims on their behalf. So I'm going to deliberately say that out. But there are some technologies that can help protect against a lot of the radiation that we're exposed to, or the electronics that we're exposed to, as well as now the microcirculation device. When I mentioned that, like, I want to get a little more into the dynamics of it, and that is actually, it's a frequency that increases, that actually initiates that vasomotion. So that's how that works on a functional level. And there's nothing else that does that. So I've talked to people about what I do, and they're like, oh yeah, I have this stuff. Oh, I have this thing. And they think, oh, but it increases circulation. But they're not getting to those minute vessels. And that's what, like, for instance, when they taper down so small is what feeds the eye. So as we age, we know we lose our eyesight. Remember, we're losing our eyesight as we age, and also our vasomotion slowing down. So if you make that connection, you realize how important that is. Now, I have a video. It's the coolest video ever, but it shows what that frequency can do within 90 seconds. It's on my website, to where...
Please give the website.
Okay, I will. So what it shows is the minute, like within 90 seconds, there are impeded microvessels, closed off microvessels. And so I'm going to use medical or more, but there's vasoconstriction and vasomotion. Okay, so we've got vaso and motion. So that's where it's moving. It's open. That's good. That's what we want. Now we have vasoconstriction. I'm going to go back to that. So this is another big word here for you. So vasoconstriction, that is where these things close off. There's a lot of things that can create that. But what can create it is injury. Okay, remember, like, injury. And so I'm not going to use the word because I'm not making any claims for what I do. But the minute you heard what I did, you immediately, your brain went to pain, okay? Oh, because yes, the words got out there that it helps, but that's not what it's made for, because that's a symptom, and that is not what this device does. It's that oxygen. Remember oxygen again? Oxygen. And so pain, inflammation, remember? They're all like they're so connected that it's very fascinating to me. So they're both connected. So if you have the lack of oxygen, so pain is relative to a lack of oxygen and circulation. So for instance, like pain, if you go to your chiropractor or whatever, they put heat on you, right? Guess what heat does? Take a guess. Come on, I want to hear it.
I don't know.
It helps with the inflammation, but how does it do it?
I really don't know.
It increases microcirculation.
Okay. I really do. I apologize. Okay. I did not know.
You're not following me. Okay, we're going to. Yeah. So it's on live, so then we can keep replaying it, and then people can follow me because I know it's not easy.
It's okay.
Okay. So that is where it's so important. So back to the eyes, though. And oxidative stress. I'm just kind of giving you an example of, so as we age, if we can keep our vasomotion, if we could keep that functional, but that's not just the answer. So a lot of people think that, okay, well, I've got this medical device, because there's a lot of people that got the medical device, but that's not just it, because if you don't have the proper, let's say, there's so much more to it. That's why I was saying it's like it's multifaceted, because there's so much more involved than just now. I mean, but that's the number one thing, because if you can have all the goodness in your body, but if it's the blood, your blood's, I mean, that's life. I mean, blood is life. So now you've got the main tool, but what you really need to make sure is that you have the proper pH, that you have the proper antioxidants and everything else that is going to combat. So once you get that blood, so now you've got that, remember, you've got that river that's going all the way down, and that river's going to that cell. You've got to make sure you don't want a polluted river, right? Because it's going to be pretty nasty, isn't it? You want to have some nice, clean, beautiful water. And oh my gosh, that's another thing, because that H2O is what gets through the cell wall. So, and that's why water is extremely important. So many people don't even realize the value. To me, like, water is very important. So many people do not realize how important water is, because that is actually where you have your exchange on the cell wall. When I had mentioned blood, the transfusion, like, so that is what's going to go through. I work with, so a lot of that, so what I focus on at my office is I focus on a cellular level. So things that I don't bring anything into my office enough. So number one, I've done clinical research. Number two, I've actually used it myself, and I know that it works. But they all have a functional level. So I work with something, and like I mentioned, like a lot of these supplements and things that people use, if they are not broken down to a sense that they're capable of reaching on a cellular level, then they're not going to be as effective. Like, I have another product that's water soluble, which a lot of people think that they have their, and they don't understand. And if you ever hear the word bioavailable, it's the best absorbed. Yep. Okay. But once again, all that comes down to the fact of whether or not it gets through that cell wall, and it's really whether or not it's going to be going out down the toilet. So that is where I've made the entire connection, because if you focus on the things that actually can feed the cell and keep the cell healthy, and I have the tool that actually can get these things there, I get so excited about it, because I really can grasp like the magnitude of it. And so often people they think I have an ulterior motive, that I'm trying to push something.
No, you're trying to help people.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, but it really is, it's so fascinating to me, and it really is exciting. And so actually, the one thing I didn't mention when it comes to oxidative stress is I do have a supplement that there's all kinds of clinical research that it decreases oxidative stress 40% in 30 days, which is huge.
Well, I'm definitely going to be getting on.
This is over, we are going to talk. So,
yeah,
okay.
Definitely. We have like 5 minutes, and I'm going to have to pass the mic over to our Florida director from GBO. Now, being an athlete, if you can give us, the 4.5 minute version, microcirculation, how important is that? I mean, I'm 52 years old. I'm going to be on a bodybuilding stage in August. And I'm really going to do things to my body that I haven't done in 30 years since I was in high school. With microcirculation, what do you suggest as far as, okay, you're going to be working out 5 days a week. I would suggest to do microcirculation 3 times a week or once a week. What is the protocol for starting out? Because I'm going to be damaging my body, not meaning to, but I'm going to be using parts that I haven't used, like I said, in 30 years. What do you suggest for the bodybuilders and for people who are in fitness with the machine that specializes in microcirculation.
Okay, so the device that I work with at my office is, oh, it is huge with the athletes and the Olympians. There's all kinds of, actually, there was a team that won the world championship. I mean, there's all kinds. If you go on, there's numbers and numbers of just cases where they are praising the microcirculation benefits when it comes to recovery, performance. And there's just, that is where, once again, we're going to go back to this river, okay, that's feeding the cells, okay? And that's why I mentioned blood tissue perfusion, because that's where it meets. Well, guess what? Think about your muscles or tissue. Like, that's what's feeding, and that's what's repairing it. And oxygen, okay, is essential for repair. I mean, just all that. So basically, once again, though, we're cells. So if you keep those cells, that's like the repair is going to be so much more beneficial. And for instance, like, and the bodybuilders, that's why it's so important, like, because at least you guys know how important supplements are and what that does, like, for the muscle and everything else. But once you have that benefit to reach it on, and it increases nutrient delivery 30%. So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So by having that benefit is going to help your muscles repair. It's going to the recovery. So I'm glad that I'm not going to say the name, but that is really, yeah, that is what got me interested in this device, was because, and I'm going to use the example of myself, but I'm not making any claims, but I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to me and what got me to buy the device and actually open up the office, because I realized the magnitude of what I experienced. I had two metatarsals in my foot, and two metatarsal fractures, rather, in my foot. And one was so bad, so when I went to the ER, they're like, oh, you definitely need pins and plates. And so then... they said pins initially. So then I went to the foot surgeon, and he goes, oh, he took another x-ray and said, your bone's completely separated. You're going to need a plate and pins. So he sent me to another. So in the meantime, I'm non-weight bearing. I'm walking around in crutches. It was horrible. So now I finally get to this third surgeon, third specialist, I should say, because the other was ER. And they're like, and she looked at me right away, because I'm active. And right away, I'm like going, so how soon am I going to be? You know, she starts talking about the surgery. I'm like, so how soon am I going to get to rollerblade and wear high heels? And she just looked at me like I had three heads. And she's like, oh, no, no, no. You're not going to be happy with the pins and plates in your foot. She said, so what we're going to do, let's just see if it's capable of healing, if your foot is capable of healing. And so, I mean, honestly, at this point, I was ready for surgery because I just wanted to get back to my life because, you know, being non-weight bearing was not fun. And so she said, let's put you in a boot and come back in a month and let's just see if your foot is capable of healing. And so I'm like, man, okay, so how can all these others say I definitely need a surgery? What differentiated that? So, of course, you know, me and my research, what I found was where the bone's located, and especially your feet, whether or not it has proper circulation. The lack of circulation is what determines whether or not it's going to be able to self-heal. So that I had already known about this device because I did it for another issue of recovery type thing, and I knew the dynamic of it, so I ended up renting one. And I did it for, by the time I got it, it was 3 weeks, twice a day. So you asked how actually.
So you can actually use it daily, and use it twice a day.
That's, okay, I'm going to answer your question.
Definitely, yes.
I would recommend twice a day, but in my case, I think I did it three times a day. I think that's what, because I was dealing with a major trauma, and that was intensive, not on my whole body, but on the foot itself. And after, so when I went back, so I did it for 3 weeks, three times a day, just wrapped that foot, 20 minutes, three times a day. When I went back, and she took the x-ray, and she her mouth was just wide open, and she said,
don't you love that?
Oh my gosh. She said, not only do you not need surgery,
amen,
but you don't even have to wear your boot. That is okay. So, and see this right here. See, I probably shouldn't have told the story, but this is the honest to goodness truth. And I cannot, like, and I'm not going to say the name, and I don't even know if I should say the website out, but I had to share this because that it answers your question. Like, that is how important proper circulation is for recovery. Like, a bone, people are in boots for 6 months. My foot, like, I was wearing regular shoes.
I know. I spent $30,000 on surgery for my foot, and guess what? It's no better. And, had I known about this microcirculation, I would have been at your house paying you weekly, you know, at your holistic center. But we've got, like, 30 seconds left. So please give us your website, Melinda. And I promise you, next week, we're going to even continue on this to take us to the next level. But I do have to cover a few things because we've got a lot of stuff and me being also helping the Florida promoter. So please give everybody your website, phone number, whatever information so they can get with you. And like I said, I have used microcirculation, but after the fact because I didn't get to it when I had the injury. So please give your website, your Instagram, any way that these people can get a hold of you. And you can always call the station 727-441-3000 and we'll make sure that you can find her if you can't find her on your own.
Okay, fantastic. And I do. I never got to the part of how it affects beauty, but we'll save that for another show.
Right, that's next
show. So you said the Fountain of Youth. We'll cover that next time.
Yes, we will.
So when it comes to, so it's MG Holistics. MG Holistics Health and Beauty on Facebook. I have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube as well. So follow at MG Holistics, please. It's mgholistics.com. And for everybody who saw this, so I am doing a special mention that you saw this video, and I'm actually doing three sessions, you get one free. And I am actually including, so I've got a whole lot of information to pass on. So if you want to know what I can help. And again, I'm not claiming to treat or cure, but or replace medical care, but I will be able to help you to define, because there's so many oxidative stressors out there, to help find what yours are and help lead you to the best nutrition support and best thing to feed your body. And then with that, I will also include, of course, the microcirculation therapy. And I'm doing $50 a session, so you get three, get one free, so it comes out to $37.50. So you buy three sessions, you get one free. Mention you saw it here. I mean, that's huge for what it can do.
Well, I'm signing up.
And the money and education you're going to be getting is just ridiculous. So okay,
because you definitely customize to the individual. So whatever their situation is, you take the time. And remember, we discussed that about sometimes people don't take the time to get to know their client and what the needs that they need to be met, and also what you can do for them. So
and I'm glad you mentioned the time. So I do also, like, so it's 50 a session. However, if somebody wants, I also do red light therapy. So if somebody wants to include red light therapy, that's an additional 20. But we're talking, like, book out an hour and a half because not always do I spend that long, but any more than that. So anything more than an hour is going to go on to the 70 rate. Anything an hour or less is going to be the $50 rate. But so that would be if they wanted to include the red light therapy and feed the skin all that good, healthy oxygen.
Right. Let me tell you, I can't wait to listen to this show driving back home, because I've got like an hour and a half to drive and you've got 2.5 hours to drive. But I'm really excited because he literally drove almost 3 hours to get here today. Dan Olson, the Florida director of GBO. I'll give a quick how he and I met. We met through Facebook, and it was put on my spirit to reach out to the president, Bob Olson, and I couldn't understand. Bob Olson. I'm looking at you because I'm like so excited with all the information from. I want to like run out and go get the microcirculation mat right now. But Bob Johnson, and I reached out to him because I couldn't understand why. And now, fast forward, you know, a few years later, not only was I able to join forces with you, but Florida this Saturday has an amazing event, has one in Miami in August. And thanks to you, we are bringing one here to St. Pete in September. So Dan, I'm really excited that you're here. Please take over. Tell us what's going on this Saturday. Give all website information and let us know exactly how long you've been with GBO, which stands for Global Bodybuilding Organization. And also, you know, what great things that you have going on.
Yeah. Yes, again, I'm Dan Olson. I'm the GBO Florida State Director. I've been with the GBO, well, shortly after it started. They started in 2015. They contacted me early 2016, and I was actually residing in Spokane, Washington then. And I worked with the promoter, and we got some shows started up in the Northwest. Had some great career opportunities that brought me to Florida in 2018, and that's where I was appointed the director of Florida. So it's been busy, it's been a lot of work, but the people, the athletes, the contacts and friendships and relationships that are built over the last several years has just been incredible. So with that, you want to know what we've got a show coming up this Saturday?
Yep.
It's been a lot of work, but it's been highly requested. But it's a GBO Florida Sunshine State Naturals. It's a tested event. We're testing for any steroids and like amphetamines and whatnot. It's this Saturday at Lake Buena Vista High School. It's a pretty new school. It's only a year old. Mm-hmm. Brand new auditorium. Nice facility. So we're looking forward to that. The event is going to be full of fun. We've got some great sponsors. We've got straight up mobile bar systems. Z, she's coming in and she's brought some designer drinks for.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she's got a special menu just for GBO Florida. And with that, I'm going to caveat into that where she's got a Miss Atlas drink. And let me tell you, Miss Atlas is GBO Florida's own out of Orlando. She's our title world-class winner. And also there's a Mr. Atlas drink, and he's coming from Texas. He's going to come visit us, Lazara Cromedy. He'll be there. Miss Jeanette Feliciano. Oh, let me tell you about this gal. She's a trainer. She's got a documentary out. I can't even begin to think. She's got Genetics Fashion.
Wonderful. Yeah, her clothing line is awesome. Incredible. I can't wait to be able to wear that because it's some really great stuff.
Size, so I'm waiting for her booth Saturday morning.
I can't wait.
There, so,
yes. And what time does Saturday start?
Saturday
and
morning,
and open to families? It's family friendly?
Yes, family friendly. We've got first responders, military discounts, senior discounts, children under 12 are free. It is family friendly.
And there's a lot of vendors that have products and supplements and clothing and everything. Yes.
Yeah, we got muscle gear. There's
yes, I love
Chef Maybam coming in. She's going to set up an outdoor barbecue where she's going to do Spanish chicken skewers.
Okay. I can't wait. Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Those are going to be delicious.
No,
I'm not español, pero yo sí.
So, it's going to be a great time. We've got support from other natural organizations. We've got our own director of naturals and director of judges coming in to support our event, Todd Doc Rogers.
Okay.
There's also other organization pros coming in to visit to see what's going on and help. We've got some judges from Jacksonville, our own Stephanie Avila in Orlando, so she's our local judge. Our head judge coming from Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's far away.
And then another GBO pro who's doing very well in the judges circuit. She's also one of the promoters for the Oklahoma Diva.
Okay.
Shonda Gibson, she's coming.
Wonderful.
Yeah, who else? We've got couple special treats at this event. As you know, we've got, going to tie this in, we've got Sharon Pasquale. She's also going to be sitting on the judges table. She is also a GBO pro. She's done GBO pro beach body. She's done GBO pro figure.
Oh, wow.
And now she's crossing over this year to GBO pro classic bodybuilding because she's a performer. So this show, the secret's out.
This is a show to be at, everybody.
The secret's out. She's going to do her pro debut guest posing routine.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, I'm going to kind of go off script here a little bit because that routine is tied in with back in November. A lot of these athletes that are going to be at this on this event were also in a movie with AMRAC Productions.
Yes, I was.
You were there.
I was reached out by Dawn Reese, and she said, "Hey,
yes,
we need 20 bodybuilders. Do you know anybody? I chuckled. I said, I'll get a hold of Dan. And that was one of the best, most, you could feel like God working that day. Yeah. Everybody came together. And Sean, if you're watching, thank you for the opportunity that you gave Dan, that you gave myself. He was on the show last week, and we'll, of course, have him back next week and everything. But like I said, you've got all this going on with GBO. Please give the website that has all of the events, not only Miami, which is August 20th, and that's when I'm going to be stepping on a stage. And also, yes, thank you. And also, we are going to have September 24th, the West Coast Classic. Please give the website to everybody.
We kind of hogged it so that if you got it wrong, it's gboflorida.com or floridagbo.com.
Okay.
So either way, you get it.
You find us.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was a little selfish.
That's not selfish. That's making sure it's easy.
The main one that has all the organizations, all the GBO sanctioned events is gboonline.com. That's the Global Bodybuilding Organization. So they're the parent that has all these other ones, but gboflorida.com, floridagbo.com. We've got...
Well, I know they're in Colombia. Italy, like they're everywhere. GBO is literally all over the world.
42 countries, I believe.
42 countries.
And the Team GB brings incredible athletes. They pretty much take all the prize money and the trophies. So,
well, not mine, because I'm going to get some metal. I'm going to get some hardware.
So we've got some work to do, but we've got Miss Atlas from Orlando. We've got Mr. Atlas from Texas.
Yep.
So they are looking to redeem their...
And the funny thing, it was this one, as I make a joke to Dan about, it's not global bodybuilding, it's God's bodybuilding, because literally there's no way I would have met you. And I'll never forget when Jeanette was on stage, the movie 40, her number was 42, and I'm on the phone, I'm texting you, and I see the movie 42, I'm like, 42, and then all of a sudden I'm on Facebook Live, because Gustavo went live, and then she's number 42, and I got all these goosebumps, and I text Dan, I said, she's going to win, and they hadn't even called her number yet, and the next thing you know, she won, and I was laughing, because...
I did say... Jeanette brought her A game.
Yeah, she brought A plus 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 super plus plus game. I mean, when I and the crazy thing was, if I'm not mistaken, she had gone on vacation and she had become ill from something and came back from literally an illness that had debilitated her for a minute. It was weeks that she was ill and didn't think that she was going to make it. And it was like, no. You're going to be, that's where you're supposed to be. And it's just funny because the number 42 on her, I didn't even see her number. And as soon as I looked on the thing, I got all these goosebumps. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to win. And as soon as they called her, I'm screaming. My neighbors probably thought I was nuts because I'm screaming all over my living room because I watched, her make history. And I mean, she's amazing. She's very, 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 connected to, she's just so involved with GBO, and she's always, always there. And then, like you said, her documentary, there's many people in GBO that have documentaries that have come out that are in the works. And I can't wait to do, ours, because it's really how you and I connected. For a week, I kept seeing Bob's profile, and God's going, reach out to him. I'm like, why? I'm in no shape to be on bodybuilding. Are you kidding me? Have you seen what I eat, And literally it's there. But Saturday is going to be an amazing show. I'm going to go and do my best to go live from there and take photos, do some quick interviews if I can. But once again, please give phone number and information for anybody who wants to get involved with any of our Florida shows, whether it be the St. Pete one in September or the Miami one August 20th. And like I said, GBO is really, it's all about the athlete. It's not about the organization, where some organizations are about them and what can we make. No, it's what can we put into our athletes to make sure that they are the best that they can be. So please give, once again, all the social media, because I know you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on everything.
Yes, well, gboflorida.com, floridagbo.com. That has all the shows.
All the links.
All the links, the numbers, the contacts. It's pretty easy. We're still working on it, but the website's come along really well. It's got all the contact information. We're on GBO_Florida. We're on GBO Florida Naturals. We're on GBO Puerto Rico. We're also overseeing Puerto Rico GBO, so there's growth there coming up in the future.
I can't wait.
Well, what else? We're missing GBO Florida Facebook page, which I'm going to tag this on. And,
We're going to share it as soon as we finish. Yep.
Share this after this, because I didn't get a chance to get it.
That's
week,
okay, because you drove almost three hours to get here.
And I'm going to follow.
Yes, everybody's going to be following, and you're going to, all this is going to be great.
And if we got a few seconds, I just kind of, we're talking, the micro and the micro cells, it's cool, but the incredible descriptions that you had of that was pretty neat, but it's what you put in those cells is the key.
Yes.
Right, the water, the nutrition, the food, and what the athletes talk about, and a lot of these coaches, we'd like to talk and share and whatnot, and we don't have a generic diet, so it's the nutrition, what their body requires, you know, because a lot of those athletes are training incredibly hard, and you know, it's not about 2 hours of cardio, it's about the nutrition foremost, the lifestyle, and the training is a small part of it, and we focus on gut health, which is that, yeah, we call it gut health,
right,
but it's exactly what you were describing in clinical details. So
right. It all ties in together.
I can't wait for the next one because I have
the
a
next
lot
show,
to tie
I've
in.
I've got somebody on the phone that definitely needs to get on tonight. Oh, so we've got about 2 minutes, but you won't be able to be here next week. So you're going to definitely call in. You will be able to be here next week. So, all right. Who do I have on the phone? Are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? This is, I'm excited that you were able out of your busy schedule. Sorry that we ran later than we normally run, but please introduce yourself and tell me what you do and tell me who you signed to your business just last week.
Okay, so I am the CEO of international record label Atlas Star Records, based out of Charleston, South Carolina, and we have just signed Lisa V, the real Lisa V.
Often imitated, never duplicated. I love you, Bobby, my producer.
She's going on tour, a 42-day tour.
I can't believe it. Like, I still cannot believe this is happening, but every time I hear your voice, I know it's real.
42 is the number on the back of my Atlas Star jersey that I had made.
Okay, I can't wait. I cannot wait. But
and I do road manager and bodyguard.
Yeah, I already have that handled right there. But I know that also you signed the great story because I drive. You know, I drive for the companies that drive, and God told me to talk to this amazing 23-year-old young man. And please also tell the story very quickly about him.
So Trevante, Trey. Or Tay, they call him.
Yep.
Yep. He's a now new artist on the label, and he's also has a show in South Carolina on July 15th and 16th. It'll be a paid show. Just five amazing performers, including the real Lisa V.
I can't believe it. It's happening. Yay. Thank you. We have like literally 30 seconds, but please do me this favor. Give all your social media because, I mean, you're the label that really helps the artist. Like I said, I never would have thought I'd find you. So please give your social media, and we are giving a little bit of the song that's going to be released in just a few weeks with your help.
Yep. AtlasStarRecords.com.
Well, Joe, I'm so glad you took time out of your busy schedule. I'm definitely going to have you call in next week with even more information about the upcoming shows. We're going to put it on the website. And all I can say is, Melinda, I thank you for coming on. I can't wait next week. I'm already like on bated breath here.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my gosh.
Same thing, Dan. And once again, thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.